All right, our next guest, 2016 Brownlow medalist, seven-time All-Australian, three-time Kaji medalist, Malcolm Blight medalist as well over at the Crows, and no doubt a star media performer currently, and when he decides to hang up the boots and did some outstanding work this week revolving around a couple of our men. We played it in the first segment. It is a great treat to welcome to the Friday Huddle the Geelong superstar himself, Paddy Dangerfield. Patrick, good evening. Where are you and how are you going?
Thanks, lads. Thanks for having me. I'm currently outside the kids' room at Southport Mantra, so if there's any noise that's coming from the background, that's them, and I'm just trying to evade them at the moment. So this is what happens in hub life. Howie?
Well, Damo's just explained the problems he's having, but before we chat with you all about all things Geelong and footy itself, which we're looking forward to, you sent out some extremely fantastic video.
And I love this. When you're at Danger's level and you can turn the camera back around on those who shine the spotlight on you, Danger, it was a piece of genius from you. It's been well received by us particularly here.
Oh, how excited were we when we saw it?
It sort of made our week, Danger, when it popped up. What sort of feedback have you got? And what are you seeing? We're very concerned about Damien Barrett. He's turned into a shell of his former self.
It's quite funny. The room where I was at the time, Tommy Hawkins is in there with Joel Selwood. We were getting a bit of physio. But you can't actually see in. So we can see out, but you can't see in. And we've seen a few of the teams that have come over and trained, actually sort of checking themselves out pre-training because looking straight into the mirror-like windows. And then when all the film crews rocked up, being in a hub, not a huge amount happened. So we were thinking, well, this is exciting. What's happening here? Some sort of announcement. And honestly, when Damo walked onto the field, the room just lit up. We were that excited to see him. And then when we realised what he was sort of wearing, Wayne Carey sort of white sort of rolled shirt, like we were pumped. But there were a few. And look, I was the one that actually sent out the video dust, but I'm not going to take the blame for criticising Dan. And that was Tom Hawkins and Gary Ablett. They had him squarely in their sight. And I just joined in and happened to film a bit of it.
Describe what he was wearing. I'm not sure Gazza joined in because I heard Gazza saying, I'm not commenting, Paddy, because I know this is going to end up on your Instagram. What was he wearing and what so concerned you, especially Tom, because he's a very fashionable man, Tommy Hawkins.
Very fashionable. It's always rod and gun for big Tommy. But most on the Gold Coast, we've been up here for a while now. It's just your sort of laid back environment. You go the t-shirt and the above knee shorts. Nothing sort of below the knee. There were a few of those at the press conference. I won't name names, but relaxed sort of setup. Jake Knoll. But then Damo sort of strolled in with. He sort of almost looked like a try-hard Bruce Springsteen with a sort of tight jeans, these very, very nice leather boots, but I'm not sure that they're suited to Southport Mantra, and this Wayne Carey-like crisp white shirt. And we just didn't feel like it fitted this sort of environment that we were in.
So boots.
Jeez. I need to let you know, Danger, they're actually not jeans. They're actually, he's that skinny. He actually wears tights most days. Now, I want you to let me know what gave you more enjoyment, Damo's outfit or Tom Brown's attempted one-hander where he completely lost sight of the ball?
Definitely Tommy. Yeah, as soon as Tom dropped that, it was, did you get that on camera? And I said, yes, boys, I've got everything on camera so far. But looking very sharp, Tom, he had the full suit. It was matching ensemble, unlike Damo's. It was sort of, your relaxed blazer set up. Very professional, but was very conscious of the tucking throughout the proceedings. Even when I didn't mention it to him, he was sort of always tucking in between kicks, which was good to see.
What type of shape's he in?
No, he looks reasonable. And there's a few up here at the moment, I think, that have sort of gone to town on the buffet. Gil hasn't been one of them. There wasn't much to him. But no, he's in good nick, and we had a lot of fun, which is good.
Tommy Brown is on the line, and it was beautifully done. It was done in nice humour as well. Tommy, how did you review your own performance on camera?
I was quite pleased that the president of the Players Association very appropriately turned the camera, as Dar said, on me. I deserve it. For all those doorstops over the years, I reckon I deserved a little bit of video action in the reverse form yesterday. As for the actual kicking motion itself, I reckon the ball drop, I'm told by Hodgie, was okay. He's actually sitting next to me up here at the Gabba. I reckon I need some more follow-through, according to Darce, on the kick. And as for the shape, I hit the treadmill this afternoon. I've trained off a little bit. I've been busy up here, so I need to hit the treadmill leading into September. So they're all, it's all fair feedback.
And Danger, talk me through the actual hub life. I know this stage of the season, and normally everyone's starting to get pretty exhausted. What's been the energy cost of living in a hub surrounded by players and potentially footy 24 hours a day?
It's been interesting. I mean, we're certainly respectful of how tough people are doing it in Victoria, Juddy. It must be very difficult living in an eight-figure mansion like yourself for lockdown for a long period of time. So very, very, very conscious of that. But,
it's a very small swimming pool he's got, though, Danger.
It was very hurtful, that mansion comment. They said it was a $7.3 million house, which was, I mean, it's pre-renovation figures. To say it's worth that post-renovation, I found deeply offensive, to be honest. Yeah, roll with the punches, Danger. That's what you got to do in this environment.
And that's why I said eight figures, Chris, because I understand the value of a good renovation. So, but in all seriousness, I think one of the biggest challenges, and we've seen this with teams throughout the year, it's bloody tough off a loss. And, you know, and it's a competitive environment. We're all here to win, so you want to beat every team you play. But you do feel for those teams that have the sort of successive losses, and as much as you want to be up and about around your teammates, it does just sap the energy out of the place. And to sort of, in any normal environment, you'd go back home, you'd come to training, and because you'd have long breaks between games, you actually get the opportunity to have a good session on the track and feel good about yourself. In the hub environment, with the short turnarounds between games, you don't even get the opportunity to go out there and feel good about yourself with the way that you train and get a good session. It's really just walkthroughs and then you're into the next game. So you're trying to make up that good form in the start of the next game, and when you don't roll into it, it can be pretty tough and taxing, and certainly for those teams that have struggled at different stages, you know, it can be a tough environment. So that's, I mean, the key to enjoyment is honestly winning. It's a game of wins and losses, and that's unfortunately what drives the enjoyment in the place.
Danger, I've been doing a bit of work with some medical professionals, and we've done some modelling around a new medical
Stephen
condition.
Segal.
HESS, yep. Which is hub exhaustion syndrome. Have you come across this at all in the hub lockdown? And can you confirm that it is a genuine condition that some players are suffering from?
Look, seems genuine to me.
We're speaking to Paddy Dangerfield live in the hub. Paddy, so much excitement, I reckon, for all footy fans to see Gazza out of isolation, out on the track with the Cats, not just for Geelong fans, but everyone. How is he? How's the little man? How much have you missed him? And how excited were you boys to see the great man back out on the track? It's so exciting.
It really is. It's just to see even some of the video and the photos of Gaz training with the young kids and his son, little Levi, during that sort of quarantine hub was so special to see. But he's in great nick, which is really good for us from from the confidence that he'll come in and do his thing once he gets in the side. So it's just been great. It's really given us a real boost, and hopefully we can send him out with a flag. And he did promise me that if we do win it at the end of the year, that he'll ride a goat nude into Mad Monday. So that's the that's the carrot for everyone. I think we'd all love
that
to
doesn't
see
get
it.
You motivated. Nothing will.
Well, exactly right. So fingers crossed we can see that at some stage. I know that Mad Mondays have been banned, but you can't ban someone from just rocking up nude with a goat. So we'll see how we go.
Just one goat. That's what they often say. Now, Danger, I'm not sure if you caught up with the news we found out tonight exclusively. Nate Brown had the story that Damien Barrett's employed a spotter to give him a pre-warning if Luke Beveridge is down at the breakfast cart to stay away, if Justin Lepich is around to stay away.
Scotty.
Could you, Scotty's one of the Scott brothers, to stay away.
No, they're good.
Could you put your arm around him? Because we've gone from maybe having some fun to being genuinely concerned, Danger. You might have to save him if it gets out of hand.
No, look, I was actually going to text Damo before I started videoing. I was going to text him and say, I'm just going to have a bit of fun with you. I knew he'd take it in the right way. And in the end, it was peer group pressure from the other player saying, no, don't tip him off. Like, you're going to get some real gold here. So he's a man of intense character, Damo, so he'll Don't worry about Bevo. Don't worry about the others. He'll look after himself.
We are speaking to Paddy Dangerfield on the Friday Huddle. Here is the man that got that information himself, Noodles Brown.
Hey, Paddy, we're massive on lookalikes here, and we think that Howie looks like Ellen DeGeneres, a spitting image. But a couple of times this year, Chris Judge has gone with Tommy Hawkins has got a remarkable resemblance to the actress Brooke Satchwell. And then we put them up side by side, and the producer over here is looking at me shaking his head because he said, if we mention that again, we're never going to get a Geelong player on. Well, this is the third player since he's had that. So that's obviously false. So we just want to know from obviously you whether you think there is a resemblance, because the judge swears by it.
Oh, look, I'm not sure about that. I think anyone that sort of resembles Lord Voldemort really shouldn't be throwing too many stones.
Just put the two pictures up together, Paddy. You don't need to get nasty about it. Just put them up and judge for yourself.
Danger, I'm applying the Chris Judge scale to you because, you know, seven-time Australian, one of the all-time greats. Juddy, undisputably one of the all-time greats. But when he was playing, the most boring human being in the history of the game, Juddy, he was – so if you apply that to Danger, that means Danger's holding back.
I know.
And when we unleash him, he's going – is there more in you, Danger, when we take the filter off?
No, look, there's not to ask, but, you know, if you do want to sort of compare myself with Chris, I don't know, I've gotten pretty hard at Chris tonight, but, you know, no doubt an incredible career, but it really only took one contest with me for it to end all of it. So, you know.
Can you refresh our memory on that, Danger? Did he pull out of one or did he?
Well, just the contest on the wing, the ball was kicked out there. I think Chris just got a little bit physically intimidated, and unfortunately, the ACL went, and that was the end of it. We didn't see him again.
Paddy, once you captain a flag and win a couple of Brownlows, you're ready to go. And, you know, a lot of people say you haven't won a Brownlow, so you won two. I think that's unfair. I think that's unfair. It isn't a achievement to win one. But still a bit of work for you to do, Paddy, but keep chipping away.
He's dirtied up,
Judge. I'm only halfway through.
You got
him. Halfway through, Christopher.
Paddy, unfortunately, we need to let you go. We could have asked you about some serious football issues, but it's not really what we're about. But just keep an eye on Damo for us, mate. Keep doing what you're doing, and best of luck to you and the Cats moving forward. And just make sure the Brooke Satchwell comment gets ticked off with the media team, and we're all good.
Oh, I loved it, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Danger.